This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dateline Paris, France, a report today from the International Energy Agency that used words like supply shock and transformative to describe what's happening in the global oil industry today, courtesy, in no small part, of us. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
Wasn't it just a few years ago we were all fretting about peak oil? Now we've got a supply shock on the positive side, it seems. The IEA says North America's oil boom, it's even bigger than we thought it would be. And within 5 years, the U.S. and Canada will be meeting most of the world's new oil demand.
It's very much a welcome change in the oil market.
Amrita Sen is chief oil analyst at Energy Aspects in London.
Simply because prices have already been, or they are already very high, and without this source of supply, arguably prices could be even higher.
Analyst David Purcell in Houston says if the IEA's predictions hold true, and they don't always, it's good news for the average American driver.
Oil prices probably don't go up a whole lot more from here. Probably don't go down either, because it takes a high oil price to achieve this kind of growth. But what it says is you don't have to worry about $6, $7, $8 gasoline, and that should be a big relief.
The U.S. and Canada are displacing OPEC as the driver of global oil supply growth. Analysts say that means we're closer to energy independence than we've been in decades. But that won't protect us from price swings, since oil's sold on the world market to the highest bidder. Despite the U.S. oil boom, Saudi Arabia is still the world's largest producer. But the IEA expects the U.S. will overtake Russia for the number two spot in just a couple years. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.